episode of We the People coming to you right from the heart of Kolkata. In election season, there is of course only one talking point here in this city and in this state. And that question is this. This election was meant to be, some said, a walkover for Mamata Banerjee. But has the coming together of the left and the Congress in an highly unusual, unlikely alliance changed the arithmetic and therefore also the politics? The Prime Minister himself has been campaigning in the state. The BJP President had at one point believed Bengal to be the next bastion. But will this coming together of left and the Congress make that much more difficult for the BJP? What makes elections in Bengal special or at least different? And that's one thing that perhaps states like Maharashtra or at least cities like Mumbai really need to learn from, is that these are people who vote. Whether people in the remote villages or in posh localities and homes like this one in Baliganj, everybody votes and everybody has an opinion. And that's what we're looking forward to here. Let's quickly introduce our guests. We are joined by Bikash Bhattacharya of the CPIM. He's of course also been former mayor of the city. Sharmishtha Mukherjee, we know her already from television as a Congress spokesperson. And of course, she's Bengali herself. We have Sukhendu Roy. He's of course the chief whip of the Trinamool Congress and a prominent face of the party. Has been a lawyer in a previous avatar. Chandra Bose, grandnephew of Netaji, now of course with the BJP and standing against Mamata Banerjee. Ananya Chakraborty, who's of course a well-known activist and a filmmaker. And last but not the least, we don't really need to introduce her.
I'll introduce
myself. Usha Uttab, which party are you from?
Namaskar, Namaskaram, Sat Sri Akal, Salaam Alaikum. I'm Usha Uttab and I am a senior member and leader of the music party for over 45 years.
The music party. I think, Usha, we're going to need some of that because I know this debate is going to get very, very heated. So let me start with you, Sukhendu Roy. Do you accept that this election, which the Trinamool had thought was going to be a walkover, an easy victory, has been complicated by the unlikely coming together of the left and the Congress?
First of all, this alliance is an absurdity.
Alliance is an absurdity?
Yes.
Okay.
Both the parties fought together for decades together. They fought each other. And there was a time when CPIM used to write on the walls that Congress is a semi-fascist, semi-feudal party. They were drowned separately in the last elections. Now they have joined together to be drowned together. Now the question
that's
is,
a good line,
we always
hasn't it complicated your fight?
No, not at all. You see, I am not surprised that CPIM has joined hands with the Congress, personally speaking, because if we go through Vladimir Lenin's official biography, you will find that Lenin is saying, he is on record saying, that communists should be ready to enter into compromises even with the devil and his grandmother. So they had joined hands with the devils here in West Bengal and their grandmother in Delhi.
We'll put that to the left and the Congress in just a moment. Let me get the BJP representative here. You're considered or described often as a non-political person in these elections. You're of course Netaji's grandnephew, but you also have other cousins in the Trinamool who are also Netaji's grandnephew. So is this election, or are you positioning it as one element of the Netaji legacy? And in that case, the question becomes, which cousin is really entitled to claim that legacy? Because two of them are in the Trinamool, you're in the BJP, another one, if I'm not wrong, has campaigned for the left.
I would like to clarify that Netaji belongs to the nation. It is a fact that some of us are born into Subhash Chandra Bose's family. We are privileged. But the legacy belongs to the nation and to all of you. See, it is an election before we get into party politics. I think the criminalization of politics and the corruption needs to be arrested. Mm. And I think all parties should combine to work towards this. See, today what we find in Bengal, that politicians encourage criminals for vested interests.
You used one sentence, you said my cousins are in a party of criminals. Well, are you calling the Trinamool a party of criminals?
Well, what we have observed, that certain criminal activity takes place and action is not taken by the police force, and the chief minister mentions that it is a frame, it is not an actual incident. Let's get into the Park Street rape case. The chief minister made a statement even before the police started investigation that no, this is not a genuine case. If such a message comes from the Chief Minister, how do you expect the police force to conduct the inquiry?
I'll get Sukendra to respond to that, but very quickly on Netaji. You had actually in one interview compared Narendra Modi to Netaji. Do you not think that that is something that will not go down well with people who would want to keep Netaji above and beyond party politics?
Certainly Netaji is above politics, but you see, I didn't compare Subhash Chandra Bose.
You said some traits are similar.
I would say Subhash Bose was a pragmatist. And today in 21st century India, we find Narendra Modi ji to be a pragmatist.
All right, let me take that to the left in the Congress. First, if you'd like to explain, Bikash Bhattacharya, this alliance, which both of you refuse to call it alliance.
No, we are fighting together on the street. We are fighting all joining hands together to restore the rule of law. And we have seen the unprecedented corruption in political life in Bengal. And the party who is in power, he is actively encouraging this corruption. Therefore, we have given call to all, everybody, whoever wants to fight out this corruption, whoever wants to restore the rule of law for smooth running of democracy must join hand together.
So it is an alliance?
It's an alliance. Yes.
So I don't know why you don't call it one.
You see, now you must have been noticed, these are all the things which have been discussed before the alliance really took shape.
What is the central issue?
No question. Central issue
is corruption, according to you.
Corruption and rule of law.
Sharmishtha, there is a problem for the Congress here. There's a contradiction for the left to answer. But you know, you saw Derek O'Brien of the Trinamool Congress releasing two clips of Rahul Gandhi's. One was Rahul Gandhi in Kerala asking people to vote against the left, and one was Rahul Gandhi in Bengal asking people to join hands and come together, the left and the Trinamool. How can the same Rahul Gandhi make these contradictory statements? Isn't this alliance an absolute contradiction?
No, it is not, because the situation in Bengal is quite different from the situation in Kerala. And Barkha, if we actually join hand with left in Kerala, it will be disastrous for democracy, because there will be no opposition. Coming to Bengal, it is this alliance or jote in Bangla, what we call it. It is a no to an absolutely inefficient, corrupt, autocratic government.
It's an alliance of convenience, some would say. It's not an alliance of ideology.
Let me tell you, what is an alliance of convenience? When TMC made an alliance with the NDA government during Atal Bihari Vajpayee's time, and the same TMC was part of UPA too. So that is political opportunism.
I think that's an interesting point which you should put to the BJP and the Trinamool. Chandra Bose, Mamata Banerjee has been part of an NDA government in the past. In fact, the left is also now in this video clip versus video clip battle, releasing an old, very old interview of Mamata Banerjee where she's saying BJP is more of an ally for me than the left. So, the fact of the matter is that these contradictions exist in politics. Is the real worry for the BJP that the coming together of these two parties has made the BJP a bit of a non-starter?
No, not at all. You see, it's an unholy alliance. For two parties to combine and have an alliance, there has to be some ideological basis. There has to be a common minimum program. The left and the Congress, they have not put forward any common minimum program that they would work on. You see, it is not just about winning elections. It is after the elections. Who is going to govern the state of West Bengal?
And therefore, let me put the ruling party of the state on the mat. Sukendra Roy, the problem for the Trinamool is the following. Just in the last month or 2 months alone, you've had the collapse of the flyover, an allegation from the opposition that a firm that was subcontracted actually has relatives who are linked to a Trinamool Congress leader. I'm talking, of course, about Smita Bakshi's family. You have had the Narada tapes, and you have had Mamata Banerjee making a dozen contradictory statements on these tapes. You started off by saying smear campaign. More recently, she said, if I had known earlier, I wouldn't have appointed these candidates. Then she also said, Kakoli Dastidar has the money to buy 50 Naradas. What is Narada? Is it a smear campaign?
All,
are you accepting implicitly that there is guilt?
Before the last Lok Sabha elections, the Sharuda scam issue was raised by our opposition parties.
Yes.
And out of 42 Lok Sabha seats, we won 38.
You are saying no
this
to time, that,
Vikash? This time.
That's not an issue.
No.
Why is that not an issue?
I have not finished.
You see, if you are corrupt, you continue to be corrupt, irrespective of winning or losing.
No, but the fact is the left was decimated. Because you were decimated in 2014. The left is staring at an existential crisis.
The Sharuda was yet to come in front of the people in form of exposure.
It has come. I am sorry, because the is an eminent lawyer of Calcutta High Court. I don't know how he is discussing Narada now, because Narada is now the High Court of Calcutta is in session with the matter.
No,
but the ethics committee
of Lok Sabha
yes
is seized with the matter. Being a lawyer, And being a parliamentarian, I am not supposed to make any comment so as to influence the administration of justice.
It's coming up in the campaign. But I'm bringing it up because it's electoral.
No, I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that. So on merit, I cannot utter a single word.
Politically speaking,
whatever will be the verdict of the High Court, we shall be duty bound to accept the verdict, and if at all any member of my party is found to be guilty, law will take its own action.
Should you have given a ticket to Madan Mitra, who's in jail already for the Sarada camp, whose name also surfaced in these tapes?
No. You see, if you discuss corruption, then I can cite hundreds of
corruption. Please do. It's an open forum.
Because Jyoti Basu's son had influenced his father to give contracts to Bengal Lamp or some other issue. It was not alleged by Trinamool Congress. It was alleged by a senior member of Jyoti Basu's cabinet, and he was summarily removed from the cabinet. So there are umpteen number of cases. I can cite one after another. And the party of Gandhiji has become a party of 2G, CG.
Okay, so that's fair. That's fair that you're saying who can claim the moral high ground. We'll get the Congress and the left back in. But first, Ananya, how do you see what's happening here? Do you believe that, that Mamata Banerjee has been put on the defensive, especially in urban pockets of Bengal, because of these two incidents? Or do you believe that this kind of discontent we hear is more an urban phenomenon of Bengal and not so much a rural phenomenon, and the rural poor, especially in the south of the state, really remain a political advantage for her?
Of course, the village, she's done such a lot of work in the villages, including the Kanyashri and so many other schemes, Shobhud Shati and so many other schemes, that the rural Bengal, they love her. But even in urban Bengal, there could be some pockets who read certain sections of the media who get influenced by them. But I would also like to remind everybody here that I'm sure Calcutta is a city of educated people, cultured people, and they will not forget the fact that Mamata Banerjee, after coming to power, within 3 months, she solved the Darjeeling crisis. She solved the Jungle Mahal crisis. And there are so many issues that were simmering during the left regime, which she solved very, very quickly.
Do you believe that there have been mistakes that could cost her in this election?
You only commit mistakes when you work. When you don't work, then you don't make mistakes. But I don't think that she has made such mistakes that she will lose the election.
I'll allow Chandra Bose to come in there, because you're standing actually against Mamata. And some would ask Chandra Bose, why this particular contest? You could have stood from somewhere else. There are even suggestions that, have you been scapegoated? This is a fight you can't win. There are people who ask you that. What do you say to that?
No, it was my party's decision. I'm not fighting Mamata Banerjee as such. I'm fighting from Bhavanipur constituency. I'm fighting for development, to remove corruption from public life. You see, I have not been a career politician. I think time has come that people like us cleanse politics. Corruption has become a way of life today with politicians across the board. But as far as TMC is concerned, it seems there is competition between the Congress and the TMC. Who could attain the first position as far as corruption is concerned? The 2G, you see, in 2014 elections, why did the Congress, why was the Congress thrown out and the NDA was given a chance to form the government? It was basically corruption. Today, we find in West Bengal, corruption is the main issue.
Sharmishtha, quickly, and then I want to go to Usha.
Yes, I would like to remind Mr. Bose about Vyapam. He talked about 2G, 3G, but at least people are still living, people are still alive. But in Vyapam, we have seen that one after another, there has been deaths.
More than 100.
There has been so many scams even in the last 1.5 years of BJP government. And in Kolkata, what we are seeing in Bengal, Mamata, who came as Shatotar Pratik, within last 5 years, all the people around her, close to her, has been accused of, very, very serious issues. And also there seems to be some kind of a tacit understanding between the BJP and TMC, because we have seen, as far as Sharada scam is concerned, the center, when there is, on the day of the marriage of Birbhadra Singh in Himachal Pradesh, there was a raid on his daughter's wedding day in the morning.
But that may not be sensitive, but it doesn't prove his innocence. There are enough serious charges against Birbhadra Singh.
But why center is taking such a soft stand on this?
Okay, so you're suggesting a tacit understanding between Mamata Banerjee and Narendra Modi. In fact, Sonia Gandhi actually said at a rally that they're two sides of the same coin. Today, Sitaram Yechuri made a similar sort of statement. We'll come to the politicians. I'm also taking questions. If you have questions, raise your hand. Usha Uttab, from an apolitical perspective, as a citizen of this city, how do you see this the politics and the conversation around this election?
I'm just abak, absolutely abak. I mean, how much can we talk? I stand for people who really, truly want good, clean air to breathe, good, clean water to drink, nice.
But you know, Usha, when a flyover collapses, the political questions have to be asked. We can't all secede from the political space.
Of course you have to. Of course. And that's why I'm a part of this. I mean, everybody is fighting with everybody else. And then what about all of us? We're left with no roti, kapda, makan. I mean, where are we going? So sometimes, I plan to sing another song over here, but sometimes I think when we're talking about strange bedfellows and people who are, you know, getting together with somebody else, I would say that, you know, ajeeb dasta hai ye.
Okay, don't break into song just yet. We'll have that moment. Let's start taking questions. Yeah.
Last time, I remember your party Secretary General Prakash Karat doing a press conference and telling Manmohan Singh's decision to go to a nuclear power as an idiotic decision. I still remember that. Now, again, for what reason with Congress? I mean,
you see, the politics is not a straitjacket formula. You must have seen whenever throughout the Indian parliamentary democracy history, you will find wherever the Communist Party felt something good for the nation, according to understanding, they have supported the cause.
No, but what is ideological change?
The ideological basis is that this decision being taken for the common interest of the general masses of the people.
But you're not answering the question. Your party your party, Congress, only recently said no truck with the Congress.
Let me finish.
Spoken of posters where you call them semi-fascists. You don't agree with their economics.
What I would like to say that the Communist Party from time to time have supported the issues which are generally in favor of the common people. In West Bengal, the situation is such that they don't have their basic democratic right. The people cannot speak out against anything of the government. The corruption in the social life, political life, which is unprecedented, that has to be fought back.
Sir, I just want to ask what you told about issue-based, and you care so much about the people's life. So is that CPM is an issue-based political party? And number one, why always corruption? Why can't you bring up a pro-development growth plan?
I'm just saying that why are we so surprised with the alliance between Congress and CPM? They've had it for 34 years. Congress used to would have center and left would have Bengal. So Congress always put up a sham opposition.
But
that is how Bengal was destroyed.
But for 34 years,
Congress made sure that only the left won here. They always put up a sham, and Mamata Banerjee was the only spirited politician who walked out of the Congress and formed the
I say Mamata joined Congress cabinet and walked out, joined BJP cabinet, and again walked out, joined Congress cabinet.
What the communists did? The communists, they supported the Muslims' demand for Pakistan. Right from there, they said that it was not China, but it was India who attacked China. And they burned out the copies of the constitution.
Contemporary politics.
They burned out the national flags on the streets of Kolkata.
If you go to history, Mr. Rahul, you're facing difficulty.
No, that is
a problem that they do not accept.
They have forgotten their past.
Let's not go to
that. They have forgotten
their
back chapters
of their history. Let's come to the contemporary politics.
That is a problem.
In that case, most of the people from TMC and from Congress.
Okay, one at a time.
Your history is also
No, this is not my history. History written by your party.
The Congress and the left conspired for the last so many years to suppress Netaji files. The left could have demanded that these files could be declassified and put on the public domain. They never did that. They never raised the demand.
But do you believe that's an electoral issue? I agree with you. I think all files after a point should be declassified.
Whether
Henderson, Brooks or Netaji or anybody.
This issue, I do not claim. But the fact remains that mine was the single voice in Rajya Sabha who all along demanded for declassification of Netaji files, and my government, led by Mamata Banerjee, first declassified all 64 files relating to Netaji, which could have been declassified by Congress or CPIM during their 34-year rule and 25-year rule.
We have a lot of business summits. We try and attract a lot of investment. Do you think introspecting the Tatas not coming to Calcutta was the wrong decision?
I think we must start that with the left, because the problem is that Buddhadev Bhattacharya did try. He did try, and in many ways he was actually questioned and challenged by the hardliners of the left. And the irony is that he was seen to be a modernizer who tried to make left more relevant, but it almost ended his political career. And then Mamata Banerjee occupied a space left of left. So on you this see, nano plant question and the Tatas, it's a big conundrum for both of your parties.
This is a disaster for the state.
What is a disaster? To have the Tatas
not,
here?
Not allowing Tata to run the factory. It was almost on the completion, and the disaster was brought about to take us to this situation when we have to only hold the summit. None is coming. Nobody is showing any interest in
the
state.
But then if it was a disaster, why did the CPM not put its weight behind Buddhadev Bhattacharya?
See, the entire party was behind Buddhadev Bhattacharya. You must kind of go back to the then situation. There was so demonstration.
There was so attack
on the technocrats. The Tata was supposed to stop it.
So Kendu Roy, you must answer that and then I'll get Chandra Bose.
First of all, we are not concerned with any particular industrial house.
But the fact remains
that so far Singhur is concerned, there was a popular dissension, some places in Odisha also. The same thing happened when forcible occupation of land by the government without adhering to the appeals of the people, they did it, then it was a popular dissentment. And government had to succumb to that pressure. You see, and we as a political party, we took up the issue. Now, the successive governments at the center had to bow down before the will of the people.
Sir, I'll tell you one thing.
How can I reply to your question?
To give so much of cultivable land to the Tatas, there's so much of arid land. Why couldn't they give that to the Tatas?
All lands are cultivable.
In the recent global business summit, which he did,
for the purpose of industrial growth, you have to provide land.
It's all crop land.
It cannot be done in the sky.
Mukesh Ambani is on record saying that if any investor wants to invest in India,
what is your policy now? He should come to
West Bengal.
What is your policy?
I would like to ask you, why
he is the leader of the industrial houses of
why the industrial houses like Infosys, like Siemens, like Wipro?
What about IDC? What about TLC? What about the other industries?
IDC has closed down.
175,000.
Okay, one at a time. Chandra Bose.
The TMC and Mamata Banerjee made it a political issue of Singhur. You see, the corporate world stays away from Bengal. We need to understand why. You see, Singhur, 80% of the farmers were willingly giving their land. It was only question of around 25 to 30% who had to be negotiated and persuaded.
Nowhere
in the world, 100% agreement is there on land. Now, she took this opportunity, but left front was very soft. Left front should have put its foot down and ensured that Tata's set up their factory in Singhur.
Singhur would have been tougher in government, supporting it, and should have resorted to firing. The way they killed 55,000 people. During the 34-year rule, they want that the people should be fired at all the time.
But today the left is accused of killing seven of its workers. Those eight workers have been killed on the eve of the election. Those people have come to be fired. It's very
difficult to talk about land and what was given and what was not given and where it is at. As far as I'm concerned, and I know I speak for many, many people over here, sensible people and feel right people, that we wish Tatas were here.
You wish Tatas were here. Okay, let's take a question.
Sir, is your placing as the face of BJP, the BJP's way of connecting a right-wing party to the left-front-governed state? How do you connect to the masses in such a state where it is dominated by the left-wing party people?
Well,
it's a very interesting question. Yeah. It's a very, very interesting question because Netaji ideologically was on this side of the spectrum and, you know, had probably nothing in common with the BJP except perhaps a view on nationalism.
You see, in 21st century India, there's nothing known as a right or a left-wing party. It's all about...
So CPM is not left-wing?
It is not. It is all about pragmatism. No, it is about pragmatism. It is about development. Let's not be dogmatic. And let's not, you know, think that somebody is left or somebody is right. It does not exist. It is about a development plank that we have to work on. And today the Bharatiya Janata Party is the only party which has evolved from a right, left or whatever to a party of pragmatism. Today in the last 5 years, if you see core sector industry, there's not a single core sector industry which has come to Bengal. Why is that?
But you know, to go back to her question of the face.
Right.
1 minute. I have a question for, in fact, this question applies to the BJP, it applies to the left, it applies to the Congress. Do you concede, Sharmishta, that the one advantage that the Trinamool does have, it's a very identifiable leader leading the campaign? Whereas if we were to ask your alliance, who's your leader?
Shormila has come all the way from Delhi to participate in this discussion. There is no leader here.
That was on Barkha's special request.
But it's a real question for all three of you.
People, who is going to be the chief minister, you know, in case we win? You know, that is going to be decided by the people of Bengal, whom through their elected representative. That is the correct way.
But it also speaks to the fact that you don't have a face.
No, this is not the way, because this has been the Congress policy, you know, throughout, that it's only after the election is over, the elected representatives, you know, they decide who is going to be
Ananya,
the
Ananya, Ananya, Ananya. Government.
How can you say that it has always been a Congress policy? They were always... We know that somebody from the Gandhi family had to be the face.
No, what about
in the national scheme?
They could
be only the Gandhi family as the national face. And because the Gandhi family face right now is such a big super flop,
that's why you do not have any face,
nationally or regionally.
I think UPA 1, UPA 2, you are forgetting that we were led by Dr. Manmohan Singh.
And who did not exist.
Well, okay. All right, question here.
Okay, can I answer?
Yeah, you can answer.
You see... Yes, Mamata Banerjee is a mass leader. Yes. But what is the point of being a mass leader if you cannot govern?
You're a resident of Calcutta. Mm-hmm. Do you believe the city has improved?
It has not, except blue and white paint, except the trident lights. And there is corruption involved in the trident lights and the blue and white paint. Where is infrastructure?
There should be only darkness. There should not be any light. There should be only darkness.
Let us concentrate. Bhawanipur constituency.
Yeah.
The drains are choked.
Ananya, this urban-rural disconnect in Bengal, because I've seen a lot of that. You go into the rural areas, there's a very different response to Mamata Banerjee than there is in Calcutta.
Yeah.
And do you think part of the urban disenchantment is to do with corruption that the opposition is trying to center stage, that this Sharada Chitfund scam and the Narada tapes have hurt her politically?
I feel actually sorry for the left in a way, because
because they are
hand holding a party which has done a PhD in corruption, and you know they are having to defend that party, and so they can't even go all out to talk about corruption in a way. And you're very right that there is definitely a urban rural divide in terms of thought.
Okay.
We don't understand because we live in the city.
Okay.
You know?
Now we're in the last 10 minutes. I've got to take more questions.
I'm a Kolkata girl, but I've lived in London for the last 25 years. And despite the comments I heard today, Kolkata is looking very beautiful, at least to me. In the last 10 years, there have been some improvements. Ms. Banerjee wanted Kolkata to be like London. What would you like Kolkata to be like in the next 5 years if you came to power?
Why don't we start with Usha? Would you like it to be like London or just like itself?
Actually, what I said earlier on, I want Kolkata to be... You know, well-fed, well-read.
Well-fed, well-read. Okay, let's take a question.
I have a question for Mr. Bose. I am very worried about the intervention of RSS and VHP vis-a-vis BJP. Because in Calcutta, we are a secular state. It really, really worries me. Would you just tell me how different are you going to deal if you were to have a toehold or a foothold in Calcutta?
Whether you are secular or communal, how do you decide that? Your actions decide that. If you see partition of India, 1947, if you see Bhagalpur riots, if you see Muzaffarpur riots, if you see 1984 Sikh riots, the most communal party today in India is the Congress Party. Okay?
Now, because you're saying the most riots happened on its watch.
Exactly.
I will put that to the Congress. Okay. But would you concede that these controversies over Bharat Mata Ki Jai, over testing people's patriotism, it doesn't fit at least with the ethos of Calcutta? And I think that's what she's really saying.
Absolutely right. Religion should not be in politics. The party who brought religion into politics is the Congress Party. Okay? Bharatiya Janata Party wasn't even born that time. Bharatiya Janata Party has respect for all religion. Now, as far as Hindutva is concerned, it is a way of life. It is not religion. It is a way of life. And BJP is most secular party, and that is why I have joined the Bharatiya Janata Party.
I'll allow reactions.
Mr. Bose is very soon going to be disillusioned. You know, as you were saying, that yes, there had been riots before. But it's for the first time it is happening that the senior members, the cabinet ministers, the MPs from the ruling party are in a way justifying it in they are making poisonous communal statements. And the Prime Minister is silent. I mean, he does his Man Ki Baat every few days and, you know, forces.
But you're also on one slice of the nationalism pie.
No, you're also suspending MLAs in
Maharashtra Assembly for not saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai.
Like Delhi Assembly election, if you remember, Sadhvi Pragya.
Yes.
She Haram Zada ko vote denge ya Haram Zada ko vote denge?
Pragya, Niranjan.
Niranjan.
Yes.
Who's
a minister?
I mean, you know, like this kind of statements are being made and the ruling, and they are senior members.
But you're also having to deal with whether, you know, your own brand of communal politics compromised national security on the Ishrat Jahan files. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that this seems to be a competitive communalism. You all just play a different games. That's what I would say.
Because you are confronted with
why Ishrat Jahan files were altered. You are confronted with
why the BJP government is trying to protect those people.
Okay, let's take questions.
Yes, I'd like to invite our panelists to comment on the culture of violence that has gripped us here in Bengal. Not only during the elections, it is an aspect, a very, very distressing aspect of Bengal life and politics today.
All right, let's start with Sukhendu on that.
Thing is that in 2003, during panchayat election, 76 people were killed during election time. And since then, situation has improved a lot. I'm not claiming that everything is okay. No, it should be improved further. And we are trying for that. But it is also the duty of the opposition and other agencies of the government, both at the central level and the state level, to ensure that peace and tranquility remain.
But Ananya, the fact is that this is a very violent state electorally. In fact, you know, it's ironical. When you compare it to a state like Jammu and Kashmir, where actually there's so much militant and separatist threats, you do not see this kind of violence in elections.
Maybe we don't get to know about it. We don't get to know a lot of things that happen in Jammu and Kashmir. But when it comes to electoral violence, let me tell you, I have toured Bengal for several years, for the last 20 years, because I'm a documentary filmmaker. And I have seen the kind of violence that the left had unleashed in Bengal. People could not speak. At that time, there was the Congress, no Trinamool Congress. So anybody who voted for the Congress, their hands would be chopped off by the CPM. And nobody reported about it. The reason today why I'm arguing for the TMC is because I do not want the left to be back.
But you know,
the kind of violence I've seen in their...
Because one of the questions...
The violence, as has been alleged, which is also factually incorrect, where... confined at the electoral time. Now violence has spread everyday life. If you speak against any government decision, you'll be throttled immediately, you might be killed. Even the Trinamool people are being killed. They are coming, rushing to me for the purpose of getting legal protection. This is the situation which we had never seen before.
Vikashta, how do you reconcile the alliance given the history of violence between your two parties and your two cadres?
You see, the issue now at the present moment is much more bigger perspective having terrible impact in the society. The rule of law, which is the fundamentals of democracy, that's been destroyed.
Okay, Ananya, you have a question.
We have had never seen such a huge corruption.
I would like to remind Mr. Vikash Bhattacharya that when the Nandigram violence happened and several of us who were artists, filmmakers, activists who were on a peaceful demonstration outside London during Kolkata Film Festival, including myself, we were arrested for no rhyme or reason. The wrath was unleashed against us.
That's
we were only
action.
Singing Rabindra Sangeet.
You are violating the
that
law.
That is the culture
might
of violence.
How could you say there was no culture of violence?
Okay, now Monadeepa Banerjee, my colleague, is joining us. She was in Singur. That's why she's late. Monadeepa, before I take more questions, I just want your overall assessment. How hotly contested this election will be? There is one narrative, it's a walkover for Mamata Banerjee. There's another narrative that the arithmetic of the left and the Congress coming together has changed the game. And then, of course, there are questions for the BJP where the Prime Minister is targeting constituencies, very, you know, clearly research constituencies and trying to make inroads here, given the fact that their vote share was 17% in 2014. Moni.
Barkha, if I can just take on what Ananya was saying, and Ananya is a friend of mine. Ananya, you're right. That was completely shocking that at the time of Nandigram, you people got arrested in front of Nandan. But I'm going to play the devil's advocate. And if you'll remember, there were protests at Kalighat when Mamata Banerjee was chief minister. And there too, women protesters were arrested, pushed around. So believe me, Barkha, it's pretty much the same. And
it's the same. You're saying the environment of tolerance. Well, the crowd agrees with you.
I will say so, Barkha. It's the same thing, Mr. Bhattacharya, with all due respect. Even during the left time, you know, there was the co-option of the administration. You know, the administration would only do what the left said. And that's exactly what we are seeing happening today as well.
I'll allow Shukendu to respond.
Munidipa is a very good friend of mine for a long time. But possibly she is distorting something. But I should respond.
Yes, sir.
You see, can Munidipa cite a single instance in West Bengal that skeletons are coming out of beneath the ground? In any state in India, such situation ever happened when people were killed and now the skeletons are coming out?
Shukendu, I think distortion is a wrong word. I said it was the same in the left time.
You may not like my word, but don't put any word in my mouth.
No, sir, you said
distortion. I have a liberty to speak in my own way.
Sir,
you speak in your own way.
No, you said distortion.
Yes,
I didn't
distort. According to me, it is distortion.
Okay, let us respond. Then Chandra Bose had more questions. We will start taking final comments. Moni, please respond.
Sorry. Like I said, the administration was co-opted during the time of the left. Administration is co-opted.
Okay, can we hear from the people and then I'll come to
Chandra Bose. Can I just make one point, please? Yeah. You know, this is regarding violence and I'm talking here as a woman. You know, I had been coming to Kolkata since my childhood and Kolkata used to be a very safe city. But since last 5 years, you know, we had been hearing of such incidences. And according to NCRB report, you know, West Bengal.
But the Trinamool claims that Kolkata is actually recognized as one of the safest metros.
According to NCRB report, National Crime Record Bureau, according to their report,
I challenge the Congress spokesperson to show far from truth. This is far from truth. This is far from truth.
West Bengal is the state with the second highest number of crimes committed.
Chandra Bose.
Cultural violence has been there in Bengal. But it has reached its peak during the TMC regime. Taking a cue from the Congress spokesperson, there are 16,000 rape cases which has happened in West Bengal. This is a record set by the TMC.
Usha, now, what do you feel as a woman citizen here?
Oh God, I'm just so fed up of this whole thing. Everybody is talking about so many other issues. I've been saying right from the beginning, where is the issue of poverty? Where is the issue of medicine for the poor? Where is the issue of education for the poor? Where is our focus? I mean, what are we talking about? All this bekar.
All right. Questions.
Yes.
People have been talking about Sharda and Narda and blaming the Trinamool for it. Please look back. जिनके घर कांच के होते हैं वो दूसरे के घर पे पत्थर नहीं मारते एंड सेकंड थिंग व्हिच आई वुड लाइक टू से दिस इज सुनामी ऑफ ग्रीन पीपल काइंडली अंडरस्टैंड दैट
व्हाट डू यू मीन सुनामी ऑफ ग्रीन
इट्स गोइंग टू बी Trinamool ऑल द वे
डू यू अग्री
या आई थिंक सो
ओके आई मोनिदीप हाउ डू यू सी दिस यू नो what they don't call an alliance, but Bikash has actually said we're out there fighting on the streets together. How do you see that?
You know, I had this curious situation when I had a left worker on my right and a Congress worker on my left, and they were walking in the same procession up in Damdam. And I asked them, I talked to them, and I asked the congressman whether he was an original congressman, and he said yes. Then I said that, but the left has beaten you in the past, hasn't it? And he said yes, and he smiled, but he said the circumstances are different. Yes. And then the left guy butts in and says, Didi, that is past. What is now happening is that we have to unite against the Trinamool. Now, how it is actually going to play out on the ground, we don't know. But on the streets, you can see it, that they are walking together.
My question is, irrespective of which party wins the election, the state of West Bengal should not lose. Usha ji just mentioned, we talk of development, we talk of the agenda for betterment of the state.
Absolutely.
For the last 40 years, we've seen what exactly is.
Well, I think everybody would agree with that. We'll take 2-3 more questions, then we'll start winding up. Yes.
Miss Anuna Chakraborty, a few moments ago, questioned which women aren't safe. I am from Presidency University, and recently one of my college mates was attacked just because she was smoking and wearing a pair of shorts. So, will you answer my question, Miss Anuna Chakraborty and Miss Sukendu?
Okay, I can tell you when I was your age, which was many, many years ago, it's a myth that Calcutta was a very safe city, because the kind of harassments and the molestations we used to face on the streets is not funny. In those days, if I told my mother would say, just, you know, shut up, don't talk about it, or you are lying. Today, a woman has the courage to go forward to the police. The parents take note of it. They support their children when they go to the police.
But and I guess there's no greater expectations because it's a woman chief minister, so it puts a little more focus on gender. And I will let Sukendu answer that, but we'll have a take a question here.
So I would like to invite your comments on the topic of industrialization. One thing I would like to point out is that when the SEZ Act, the Special Economic Zone Act, was passed in Parliament, in the West Bengal Parliament in 2003, there was no report of any opposition on a large scale from Trinamool Congress, number one. Number two, when the West Bengal Judicial Academy is being set up in Newtown, there are reports of how, because the contractor did not contact a particular syndicate, Raj, the construction was not allowed to go ahead.
Okay, let him answer. Let him respond.
We have learned by experience. So far, the SEZ is concerned. If you go through the CAG report, you will find that people have taken land for over the years and they are not using those land for the purpose of setting up any industry. On the contrary, they have mortgaged the leased land to the nationalized banks and taken up money from the nationalized bank and have not repaid. And the number of such companies are numerous, both in West Bengal, in Gujarat, in Andhra Pradesh, in Tamil Nadu, in larger parts of India. This is number one.
Okay, so far, I have to move on.
So far, the syndicate Raj is concerned.
The syndicate Raj seems to be a product of both the left and the Trinamool.
This is a wild allegation, and the euphoria has been created by a section of the media.
Monadi, but the syndicate Raj, even Narendra Modi. Okay, Vikash. The government syndicate Raj. Monadi, then Chandra Bose.
Let's say that in my experience, we've had Rajarhat, you know, which is now virtually the center of all this syndicate Raj, come up before our very eyes in the times of the left. And even then, we heard people were forced to give away their land over there. They had to do what the party said. So again, Sukenduda, I hope you will not say I'm distorting, but it was the same picture over there.
Yes.
See, all the wrongdoing started by the left. It seems that the TMC government has made it an institution of that. Of course, there was crime earlier.
Yeah.
But why is there a denial from the establishment, from the TMC government, that no, such an incident never took place?
Did they accept when their party president, All India president, was caught red-handed in a sting operation that he was taking bribe from the
It is about principles. You see, in 2001 this happened. And Bangaru Lakshman walked out from the cabinet based on principle. Where is that principle of the chief minister today?
Okay, alright.
He has not bothered to.
Only Narendra Modi has the principle. Nobody in this country has the principle.
I'm going to take two last comments here.
I wanted to ask Mr. Bose, when we see you attack a politically aware campus such as JNU, or when we see the TMC attack a college like mine, like Presidency, or Jadavpur also, what message do you think, don't you think it alienates that young voter who...
Okay, can I take one more comment together and you can, well, the young people certainly applaud it.
Yeah. So my question is to the representative from BJP. Sir, I am from Presidency University. And sir, how do you assure us of not having another JNU here in Calcutta where the BJP student wing is not in power?
Let us look at it in the right perspective.
Yeah.
The Bharatiya Janata Party is absolutely pro-students and pro-youth. It is a question of certain students being misguided by certain external forces like certain political parties.
Okay, we will need to come back and have a separate show on JNU.
We definitely need the youth. That last is the question. Backbone of the country.
Last question.
Yeah. Till now the discussions went on. We have seen that all things were going blame game and all. Now, I would like to ask that we, people of Bengal, we are trying to have better time in future. Let's think that next 5 years you are TMC is going to form the government. Now industry,
yes,
what industry we are going
okay,
to
okay quick 30
so
seconds
far the, so far the industry is concerned 1,75,000 crores investments have already been made during the past 4 years, and we are looking forward
okay.
that much more investment will be here in West
okay
Bengal,
I'm giving everybody
so that
I'm
our
giving
boys and girls
giving,
they get opportunity of jobs.
I'm giving everybody 30. You want to say something?
There's somebody there who's desperate on
okay
the top.
Desperately who the are you there's so
top.
Many desperate hands. Okay, I'll go to the top row. While I go to the top row, let's start with last comments. Ananya, I'll start with you.
The most important thing is that the people of West Bengal should be the winner. as a citizen of West Bengal first, before anything else, I do not want my state to go back to those days when the son is slaughtered in front of the mother and the mother is forced to eat rice with that blood.
Okay, Sharmishtha, last comments.
Well, definitely development, restoration of law and order, in restoration of democratic values and freedom of speech, so that somebody makes a cartoon and is not put behind the bars.
But you will have to confront your history of the emergency, since we are all going back to history.
Emergency is a different debate altogether. There was a constitutional provision, but we need to get into a different debate for that.
My last comment, I would like to quote from only one international website, that is World Socialist website.
Yes.
They say in one line that the claim of the CPIM that they have joined hands with the Congress in West Bengal to save democracy is a reactionary fraud, unquote.
Reactionary fraud. Vikash, your last comments.
You see, the people will definitely vote for a peaceful state where women are safe, corruption-free politics, and restoration of democracy, rule of law. That's the only thing that people will vote for.
Chandra Bose.
See, what is morally wrong cannot be politically right. Because today what has happened, there is a de-link between governance and electioneering. Okay. We need to link it up. We need to link it up for proper governance.
Monadeepa, what's at stake for all the parties here?
Oh, the stakes are very, very high. But I'm going to quote somebody who told me this very interesting analogy that all of us will understand, football lovers over here. The match was a walkover. But now suddenly we are reaching a penalty kickoff. And as a journalist, what else could I ask for? A good fight.
All right, a good fight. Journalists love that, even if Usha doesn't. So Usha, on a non-contentious note, yes, we let you have the last word and everybody would agree.
Thank you so much. I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I've played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser will stand tall. It's simple and it's plain, no more blame game.
Wow, good.
The winner takes it all. Kolkata is it all, and Kolkata is the winner for sure. Bengal is the winner. Love you, love you. Thank you so much, Barkha.
Thank you.